Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar just below our studio here. It has a great menu, great food, great atmosphere. They do carvery at the weekends and it is just well worth popping in. And if the weather happens to be nice, you can sit outside overlooking North Dublin Bay. You can see Howth over on your right-hand side. You can see Lambay Island over on your left-hand side. You can see Ireland's Eye straight ahead of you. That's just a great view and well worth. And you're overlooking, of course, Portmarnock Strand. Anyway, pop along. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Talk about this today, please, lads, says this message. I'm a separated dad, have four-year-old twins with my ex. I woke up this morning and found out... I woke up this morning and found out that she's taken them to Legoland in England for 2 days without even telling me first. First I heard was when I rang her to talk to them. I told her she had no right to do that without asking me first, and she hung up on me immediately. Can you talk about this? Because I'm disgusted that she did this, because I told her and asked was it okay when I took them only to Galway at Christmas. One rule for mothers, one rule for dads. And that is from one of our listeners whose name actually isn't on this. What's his name?
I'm not sure just yet if we are allowed to... okay, so basically, before this podcast came on, we were... Well, Gary is his name, by the way. We can give the first name. Before we do topics, anything relating to, you know, single fathers, single mothers, children, custody, all that, we have to be very, very, very careful. And we check everything with our legal people, and we checked up with them about an hour before recording this podcast, and we were given certain warnings that we can't mention certain things. So we can only mention Gary wanted to come on, and he's spewing bullets. Is that the expression?
Spitting
bullets. And we can't have Gary on just yet, because we cannot identify the twin girls that are involved. Because it involves twin girls, it's very, very specific case, and we can't allow Gary to make... I mean, we can say it now because he's not coming on, but he's saying that his ex is a bitch and all that, and we don't want to get into name calling because it'll just get us in trouble and we'll end up in court. So that is the reason.
Which is why we were advised not to interview or talk with Gary directly for that very reason, because we do this show live. This podcast is recorded live, so for legal reasons, we have decided not to talk directly to Gary.
However, we're able to talk about everything that we know, all of his story. We have notes here on his story. He's very, very, he's very pissed off. I think he's right to be pissed off. I think your woman, was about to name her there. I think she is taking the absolute piss.
And I think she's taking the piss, taking her kids on a little holiday.
Yeah, and I think if the shoe were on the other foot, I think, because I was amazed when we put this up on Facebook, I was amazed by the response to it and people actually siding with this woman. She is in the wrong.
How is she in the wrong? She's the mother of the children.
Let me finish. He has every right to be pissed off about this. Now, they were never married. I don't even know if that's relevant to the conversation, but they were never married. They never went to court, and he wants to keep it that way. Because
so what he told us earlier on was they amicably agreed visiting arrangements. So he has his kids
Wednesday,
every Wednesday and every second weekend. Yeah, from Friday until Sunday evening. So they've amicably agreed to all of this.
Okay,
my question to you, sorry, you're saying she's in the wrong. My question to you is,
she had no right.
Does she have to ring him if she wants to go to Bray? Go down the seafront in Bray, and they live in the north side of Dublin.
Okay, here's my rules.
Does she have to ring him that she wants to hop on the train and go to Belfast
with
the kids?
Don't ask a question away for the answer.
What's the issue here? This is what I'm asking.
My rule would be on this is that...
My rule?
Yeah, is that if she is taking the kids anywhere overnight, be that Wexford, Galway, London, Paris, wherever it is, if she's taking the kids anywhere overnight, she... I don't know legally about it. I don't know because I'm not a separated.
No, they've never gone to court, so there's no legalities here. Okay, she's not breaking any law.
But But she's breaking moral law. I think she's morally wrong. I think she's using what I call single mother privilege.
Single mother privilege.
Single mother privilege. And this is this privilege that a lot of single mothers have, where they basically think that they call the shots all the time. Because I can guarantee you, and I've said this to Gary, I can guarantee you that if Gary did the same thing, in fact, he said in his message...
No, he says he took them to Galway at Christmas, but he rang beforehand and told her and asked, was it okay?
Yeah. If the shoe were on the other foot, she'd be on this line now spitting bullets over the fact that her kids were taken out of the country. How dare she... take those.
How dare she?
You stop repeating me.
Hang on. Sorry, Jeremy. She is the mother of these children. She took them. Hang on. We recorded this podcast on Thursday. She took them to England today. Yes?
Literally okay. This morning.
Yes. And they'll be back on Saturday. And then daddy can have them as soon as she gets home on Saturday.
That is not the.
So it's not affecting his time seeing the kids.
How can a separated father like you take the side of the mother in
the
this
fact
case?
Of the matter is.
No, how can you?
She hasn't interfered with his seeing them. Yeah? No, none of his days being affected. And where do you draw the line here? Listen, Gary, I'm taking the kids into town. Is that okay? Listen, Gary, I'm going to go on the dart. Is that all right?
No, you're making light of it now.
No, I'm not.
No, you are making light of it. He woke up this morning, yeah?
She hasn't run away. She'll be back.
Oh, but what I would do, and I should have given you this advice, and well, I know you're listening, Gary. My advice would be ring the guards and say your children...
Ah, would you give over? What, have a cry alert issued for his children?
They've been removed.
Stop, they haven't been abducted. They have not been abducted. He knows where they are. He knows where who they're with.
Does he, though?
Yes. Yes.
They're in a foreign country.
Yeah. They're going to Legoland.
I don't give a shit.
It's only down the road.
I don't care if it's...
No law's been broken here, Jeremy. You're being ridiculous. Well, I think the guards.
Well, I think you should ring her. You should say to her, if she dares to do that again...
Yeah. Take her young children on a little holiday.
Yep.
2-day holiday, 48 hours.
And I know all the single mothers are going to come at me now and say, oh, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing, single mothers, you do not have the last say over what your children do. You might think you do because you carry the babies in the womb. And again, it's single mother privilege that you all think that you can do whatever you want, because every single one of you would be on here bitching and moaning and whinging if your ex fella did that on you. The fact is, she took those children out of the country without that father's permission.
Sure, he doesn't have any court arrangement in place anyway, so it's his own fault for not going to court.
It's common,
for not getting a formal arrangement in place.
It's common decency.
Okay, it might be common. She possibly should have told him, but she didn't break any...
Possibly.
You were saying go to the bloody guards.
My children have
because
been...
Because she didn't ring him.
My children have been taken out of the country without my knowledge.
He knows now. He knows now.
Oh,
she hasn't denied the fact.
You're actually an embarrassment to single fathers. You're actually...
You're being ridiculous. Call the guards.
You are actually...
They're going to Legoland.
You are actually...
With their mother that they spend the majority of their time with. Here, I'm cutting you off. Shut up. Let me bring in Keith on this.
Lads, there's absolutely nothing that any parent can do if the other parent takes the kid away. I was in this situation myself in court years ago. I met a girl down the country and I was bringing the kids down there. The ex didn't like it. So when we were in court doing the debating, she requested that I not take the kids outside Dublin when they were with me. And the judge told her, as long as the kids are in my care, it's not up to the mother to say where I went or where I brought the kids. As long as I didn't take them outside the country, but for in around the country, it was okay. I could move with freedom with them. You know, so, yeah. If one parent is kicking up over it, it's probably just fucking jealousy or something like that, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Not a lot. Well, now, in this case, Keith, she has taken them out of the country. Now, not outside the common travel area. They're only gone to England. You barely need a passport to go to England.
Okay, I'm not being melodramatic here, okay?
I mean, you kind of are.
No, call the guards. No, obviously, if you're taking the kids down to... Like, if I was separated... And today was my day with my kids. Yeah, could I take them to court down? Would I have to ring my ex and say, I'm taking the kids to court down? No. But if they were staying overnight, one night or two nights, whether it's court town or whether it's Australia, you have to tell your partner or your ex-partner. You have a moral obligation to tell them that you were taking their children out of their family home, in this case
it's 48 hours. Doesn't impinge on his seeing his children.
Impinging me bollocks, pardon my French. No, I'm serious. Impinging. Obviously it doesn't impinge on him. You just think he's being petty.
I do think he's being a bit petty, yeah. Again, you should be delighted his kids are getting a trip to Legoland.
That's
brilliant. Okay. Absolutely brilliant.
You've missed the point of today's topic by a country mile.
No. I wish when my kids were younger I'd brought them to Legoland.
You wouldn't have without ringing herself first. You wouldn't have. That is the point.
You should be delighted that his kids are on a trip to Legoland. That's it. So he's casting a shadow over what's a lovely trip for just 4-year old kids.
You're irritating me.
Erin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Erin?
I am just flabbergasted. I cannot get over this, especially what's coming out of your mouth, Jeremy. Oh my God. First of all, yes, I am a single mother, but I'm not going to come at you because I just think I'd be wasting my time. Oh my God, I cannot believe the language and the way you're speaking about things. It's just utterly and disgusting in my eyes.
Okay, what did he say that you find so disgusting?
Everything. I mean, it's not about having the soul, the last say and all that jazz. I mean, at the end of the day, right, I'm the one who gets up every morning and gets the children to school. I'm the one that gets up in the middle of the night when they're sick. I'm the one who basically does it all, right? And he just pops in now and again and takes them all these lovely places, and that's great. He gets all the fun times. I'm the one that does the hard work. So yes, the single mum does it all, most of all. And yes, I'm flabbergasted. I can't even get the words out.
Right, there you are, Jeremy. She's flabbergasted. Can't get the words out.
Okay, well, Erin, with the greatest respect, what I've just heard there in the last 5 minutes is misandry out of your voice, which
guys,
is... It's the opposite of misogyny, misandry. Just anti-male sentiment coming out of you. The woman... couple of words out of your mouth was...
Anti-male. Don't even dare start pulling that crap at me.
Well, no,
it's not anti-male at all.
Well, you're trying to talk down to me now,
I'm telling you my situation and what I do. I'm not anti-male at all. There's probably a man out there that's doing exactly. In fact, there is. There is. I know one in particular who is doing it, who's doing it all. And like that, the other parent pops in and out now and again and is great, goes to all these fun places. But he's the one that has the hard work. Now, she wanted to take those children to Legoland. Fair play to her. Fair play to her.
But this is Adrian speaking here now. Relax. That was the point that I made there a second ago, that he should be delighted that his kids are on a trip to Legoland.
Absolutely. Now, in fairness, as I said in my comment on Facebook, should she have picked up the phone and said, Gary, I'm taking our children on a lovely 2-day break to Legoland. We will be back on such and such. I'll get the children to phone you then and they can tell you everything they've done in the last 2 days. Okay, that's fine. But she should have phoned them. I do get it on that sense. She should have phoned them and let them know. He shouldn't have phoned the children today and they said, oh, Daddy, we're in Legoland. Do you know, I do get that. But does she need to ask her permission? Absolutely not. Is it affecting his days? Is she going to be away on Wednesday? Is she going to be away the Saturday and Sunday of his weekend? Is it affecting his days?
No.
Well then, Gary, pull up your big boy socks and get over it.
No, Gary has every right to be annoyed. Gary woke up this morning and found out that his children were in a foreign country.
They're not in a foreign country.
Yes, they are.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah, they're in England.
They're in a foreign country.
It's in the common travel area, for God's sake. Yeah.
They are in a foreign country.
Oh, half an hour away. And is she not coming back? No.
But so who knows, maybe she won't come back. Well, no, sorry, I can't suggest that.
Stop being a bloody drama queen. Yeah, she'll be back on Saturday.
Of course she's coming back.
If the shoe were on the other foot, Erin, I'm telling you, you'd be on here spitting bullets about this. If this was a man that took...
Don't speak for me, thank you
very
much.
Well, I will speak for you.
If the shoe was on the other foot, if I had a guy in my life that would take my children away for a weekend, I would say thank you very much. But unfortunately, my children aren't blessed with that. So if he was to pick me, if he was to ring me tomorrow and say, you know what, Aaron, I'm going to take such and such away for two nights, that'd be absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Okay. First of all, it's given me a break. Second of all, it's given them a nice break and a nice time
away. That's not the issue. That is not the issue here. The issue is here that they were taken out of the country without his permission or
permission.
Yeah, permission. It takes two to be parents.
But again, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you, where do you draw the line here?
Sorry, I'm not the bad person.
You need
here.
To ring him up, Jeremy, and say, hi, I'm going to take the children down to the Super Value and do the groceries.
No.
Is that okay?
You see, again, going to extremes, Aaron, extremes. Nobody said Super Value.
I'm not going to extremes.
You are going to extremes. Obviously, I don't think you need permission to go to...
She needs to ask his permission to take the children away.
Yeah, and vice versa.
And vice away would be a trip to Dublin to see the zoo. Does she need to ask permission there? Does she need to ask his permission if she wants to go, say, visit family down the country and it's going to be an overnight stay? Or if she wants to go visit family, as you say, abroad.
Okay. Permission is not the right word. Then I will use a different word. That as a courtesy, a call should be put through to say, listen, I'm thinking of taking the kids.
Okay. Now, as a courtesy, even Erin has agreed that she probably should have picked up the phone and said, by the way, Gary, I'm off to England.
But then
with the kids.
Why are you screaming at me then, Erin?
Because you're talking about a few minutes ago. You were saying you should.
First of all, Jeremy, you wanted to ring the guards. Are you having a laugh? Right? Second of all, it was your choice of words. Single mothers. Like, how dare you?
I have enough friends who are single fathers who have been through...
I've had enough, Jeremy, so have I.
Okay, who have been through the wars. Who have been through the wars and have been victimised and criminalised by toxic exes who have used...
What's that got to do with this woman going to Legoland with her two kids?
Oh my God, so now she's toxic, is she?
No, I'm not saying she's toxic. All I'm saying is, facts here, Erin. Are his children in a foreign country without his knowledge?
I wouldn't say a foreign country. I would say London or England. I wouldn't say a foreign country to me now would be China, all that kind of jazz would be Spain. That'd be foreign to me. But if she only went across the waters to take her children to Legoland for two nights,
okay. So it's distance. It's how long you're on the plane for. So that's.
No, it's not well, distance. It is. But I think you're being a little bit of a drama queen.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Erin. A complete drama queen.
Just you're not looking at the bigger picture. Just like, I really,
call the guards. Call the guards.
No, call the guards.
Sorry,
guys. Go and waste guards' time on a mother who took her children on a holiday when there is some jackass out there who's after lifting their children and taking them God knows where to do God knows what.
He won't.
So you do
Gary,
that. You go and you waste the guard's time for it. Okay, it's so minor.
Sorry, it's not illegal to be rude. It was rude of her not to tell him in advance, yeah? But that's
absolutely.
Not illegal. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Not illegal to be rude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Stay there for a second, Erin, if you can, please.
Can I just say for the record, I did backpedal on that and say, okay, calling the guards is a bit extreme, but he should say to her if she does it again that you will have to... You need to know where your children are.
No. I'll tell you his problem. He hasn't gone to court. He doesn't have any formal arrangement in place. That's what he needs to do. He needs to get a formal arrangement in place because at this moment she can do what she likes. He has no... hand actor part in the children, really.
I can't believe, I'm looking at the comments coming in and I'm the villain. I can't believe I'm the villain here for simply calling out this mother for what she did was wrong. But again,
Sarah Jane has been in touch with us.
Hey, Adrian, whether she has gone to Manchester, she actually has to have the father's consent. So where did she get the consent from whether she brought the child to Manchester? Because by law, you have to... Unless he hasn't got legal guardianship. That's the only thing I can think of how she got away with doing that. Because by law of the land, there's not a hope in hell. Because you have to get both parents' signature. And that's going over on the birth cert, not a passport.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
John, why are you angry with Erin?
I'm angry at Erin and the whole lot because, you see, the way this is, you know, you have a lot of input into this because, you know, a good friend of mine went through a hell of a lot of shit. You know, again, what we just mentioned there, Adrian, over-the-counter talks there in the kitchen. Oh, well, I'll take them this day, you take them that day. That doesn't work. And you did point out, it has to be a court order. you know, because my friend went through it. He's a great father. He's one of the best fathers. He couldn't be any better, even though they broke up. And he got nothing but shit off his ex. She used the kids against him, and she never told him anything what she was doing with the kids. It got so messy. There was guards involved. He brought them off. She rang because he was an hour late. She put out a Garda SOS for the kids. It was fucking crazy. It got very messy.
You heard a couple of minutes ago, John, Jeremy saying, oh, call the guards, as if they'd been abducted. Yeah, well, they haven't been abducted.
Women can be very, very vicious, Adrian. We all know that. And Jeremy, you know, he's rightly pointed out, because women think because they have the kids, that they have ownership of the kids. Oh, I had it. I fucking squeezed it out of my family. They're my kids. I wash them. I bring them to school. But still, whatever you're up there, I hear the last caller. She gets up with them at night. This, that, you know. I understand that, and we respect that. But the fact of the matter is, we still have a kid's father there that really cares about them kids. And if the parents stop using the kids as pawns between
let me ask you about Gary contacting us first thing today. Well, first thing this morning, he found out his kids were in England. And then after that, he contacted us about it, which I'm delighted about. But do you think he's overreacting?
Well, not really, because I put the boot on the other foot there. If he was to bring the kids off without her knowledge, what would happen then, Dejan? They'd be fucking murder, you know? So it seems like this hasn't happened. You know, this is not the first time it's happened.
He doesn't say it has happened before, so I don't know is the honest answer to
that. I reckon that this is a very toxic relationship he's in with the missus and the kids. And, you know, he's pissed off that she fucked off. I'd be pissed off if she fucked off to England. She's still outside the country, you know. I wouldn't like if I was to ring my ex and say, what's the story? Where's it? You know, we're over in England in Legoland. Jesus, you're not telling. You could have told me. You know, what's wrong with wanting to know where my fucking kids are? You know,
we're all in agreement that out of common decency, she should have told him. But she doesn't have to get permission from him.
Yeah, because there's no court order. If Gary's listening, get the fuck into the family courts, Gary, and get the court order going. Because you're going to have this bullshit again and again and again, and she's going to use it again and again and again, because it isn't fair. It's not fair.
Aaron, let me go back to you. It's not fair.
No, it's not fair. I do. And John, I didn't mean to insult you in any shape or form. I'm a single mother. I have friends who are single fathers, and I'm in a mix of it all, to be fair. Now, what I'm saying is, she should have sat down and said, look at Gary, I'm going to take the children to Legoland on such and such a date. It doesn't affect your access. Is that okay? From reading Gary's story, I think Gary would have been quite okay with that. And you know, I think he would have been okay. That's great. That's fabulous. That's the way I would be. Now, unfortunately, my situation, I don't have the greatest, how should I say it? The conversation is not great. So if he was to come to me and said, Aaron, I want to take the children to Legoland for 2 nights, I would be over the moon. I'd be like, that's brilliant. They will have a fabulous time. They'll have a ball. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in relation to what Jeremy was saying, ringing guards, that's what got my back up. Do you know?
I don't get that. I don't understand that. But there has been John Aaron, you know. As I say, a friend of mine was late with his kids 1 hour, an hour late, and they had cops looking for him.
That's ridiculous.
And then he ended up in the States.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what happens. This is how it is.
I know. And using children as a pawn or using children as some kind of scoring points makes me physically sick. It makes me physically
sick. It does.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, right, just because parent A and parent B don't get on, you know, it's not the children's fault. They don't understand an adult's world, and they don't need to understand an adult's world. They're children. But it's very hard to see two people that they love killing each other. It's not fair.
It's
horrible. And I've seen the look in my children's face when, you know, his dad has a go at me or I have a go at their dad. It's disgusting. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
Jeremy is right. You know, he is right. And I have to give it to him. I don't side with Jeremy much, but I have to say on this, you know, I'm going to side with him, you know, because
I know, but I think his choices of words and the way he was saying, the way
He's only being straight, Errol, and people have to say it as it is, and I think Mr. Dixon has said
again, John, I'm going to say to you that what she did by not telling him in advance was rude. Okay, it wasn't nice. She shouldn't have done that. But again, that's all I said. You didn't, Jeremy. You went on.
You didn't say that. Relax, there. You came around it with a real pig attitude.
Absolutely,
to
I agree with you.
Pig attitude.
Okay, this woman was rude, but being rude is not against the law. The fact of the matter is there is no court order in place. There is no rules or regulations around.
This isn't about court orders. What it's about is double standards when it comes to parenting. And I get what you said at the start about that in many cases single fathers get off a lot more lightly than single mothers. Single mothers have to get up in the morning with the kids. I get all that, and that's generally because the courts grant the mother have full access to the kids.
You see, there you go again.
Well, no, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Oh, no, it is the truth. The fathers have no say.
Firstly, in this case, he hasn't bothered at all going to court.
Who wants to go to court?
It was a mutual agreement, Adrian.
Yeah, and the mutual agreement hasn't been breached.
Adrian, in relationship breakups where there's children, what percentage of cases do the kids end up living with mammy?
An awful lot.
Thank you. That's all I said, Aaron. Yeah. That the majority of cases, the children end up living with mammy and not with the daddy.
Because daddy probably doesn't want that.
That's a terrible thing to say.
But it's the truth.
It suits single men not to be living full time with their kids.
Disgusting thing to say, but unfortunately,
the fact of the matter is, it's still their father at the end of the day, even if they don't want the kids full time.
Yeah, basically, what Adrian just said is, men don't want custody of their children. How dare you? It may have suited you. It suits a lot of men. No, it wouldn't. Well, it wouldn't suit me.
A lot of men.
No, it doesn't.
It wouldn't suit you. Well, that's wonderful. I'm delighted that it wouldn't suit you. But unfortunately, again, my situation, it suits him down to the ground, and the majority, it suits men down to the ground. Unfortunately, that is the situation.
Aaron, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this message for you from Jer. Have a listen to this.
If England's not a foreign country, I can't take anything else you say seriously. Not a word you say seriously.
You see, Jer, I mean, yes, okay, it's another country, but it's within the common travel area.
But it's not a foreign, like, miles away. That's what I was trying to make.
Yeah, you can go on the boat to Holyhead without ever taking your passport out of your pocket.
She's actually taking the kids out of the EU. They are gone out of the EU.
You still don't need a passport to go to England. We're in the common travel area.
England. You can travel over to England. I can travel on the bus to Dublin.
And I've to bring in, is it Martin I've been asked to play as well?
How about you ask one of your listeners there, see if they got the numbers there for how many men commit suicide because they've been refused access to their children after fighting and fighting through courts and everything else to see their children. I know fucking plenty of men that are up and down Dublin that have gone through murder to get access to their kids. And I'd never name a single soul, but, you know, the bit of women that they've left, but just because they've moved on with their lives, won't let them see their kids. And I know a load of them will hear this show, and they'll all be thinking, yeah, fucking cunts, excuse the language, but that is exactly what they are. Anybody, man or woman, that use a child as a weapon to hurt their other parent is nothing but.
Okay, do you want to respond to that, Aaron?
And that is very sad. And I know it is very sad that there is men out there that do fight tooth and nail to see their children. And unfortunately, there is sour women and sour men that just, yeah, it is very sad. Very, very sad.
All right, good to talk to you, Aaron. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Shauna.
Hi guys, just listening to your podcast today. It's a really good topic, and I just want to say, as someone who came from separated parents, I don't think them parents either ended on good terms or else said to one another, look, whatever's happened between us, let's not get it in the way of our kids or raising our kids. And I can honestly say that's what it sounds like, because whenever my, now when my dad wanted to bring me on a holiday, he would send it to my mum, ask like permission, and my mum be like, yeah, that's all right. And then my mum would probably give me spending money for her or something. And then if it was my mum who would say it to my dad, like, look, I'm bringing her away to, I don't know, let's say Disneyland, my dad be like, okay. And then my dad would ring me and be like, hey, here's your going to Disneyland, I hope you're gonna have fun, I'll give some money to your mum for a bit of spending money. So as someone who has dealt with that throughout the years, like loads of holidays, them parents did not end on good terms, or at least have the decency and be mature enough to act civil with each other about it and work as a team. Because even though they're split up, they still have the same kids and they need to work as a team for that.
All right, Shauna, thanks very much indeed. Dara, why are you angry?
I just think Jeremy's the biggest mong I've ever heard in my life. Like, particularly today. I mean, he's such a thing with, like, these victim men. He sympathises. He just thinks all men are victims when it comes to family law. And he has such a bee in his bonnet about this that he's overly emotionally on the topic and he's not capable of having a rational viewpoint on it. Because she did nothing wrong except give her kids a good time. And I think if you're the full custodian, you should never have to ask for permission. Like, why should you? I mean, you're...
Okay, Jeremy, answer that question. Why should you have to ask for permission?
Well, first of all, thanks for the Aldi Middle Aisle psychology lesson there that I got from someone who's not qualified to psychoanalyze me. That was lovely to be psychoanalyzed live on the air. I have no stake in this card game here. No stake whatsoever. I'm not a single father. I'm not married to a single mother. We're both married. We both have children. But I have enough friends who are single fathers to know what is right and what is wrong in a relationship or in a situation where you have kids with your ex. You should, out of common decency, tell them if you were taking the kids out of the country. Whether that's England or Australia, they have a right to know. And Gary waking up this morning and finding out that his children were in a foreign country just because he happened to text to say he wanted to talk to them is not morally right.
All men that don't want something to do with their kids do leave the responsibility to the mother. For example, in my situation, I pay everything. I don't get a single cent of maintenance. He comes and goes when it pleases him to be heard. But I bring her on holidays all the time and he doesn't even ask when we go abroad. So do you think someone like me who provides everything should have to be asking his permission? Absolutely not.
This isn't about you, though. This is not about you. This is about...
Well, I'm putting myself in a position that I don't ask. I brought my daughter last year on two holidays and the dad didn't even notice that we were abroad when he talked.
And how did he react to that?
He just said, oh, that's nice. Like, literally, he's not involved in the main decision-making because I take full responsibility of our child. I pay every single cent. He hasn't given a cent of maintenance. So I don't feel that I should have to ask him anything unless he's contributing and actively making a difference in our lives.
Okay, he should be contributing. Any man that doesn't contribute is not a father. I would call him a sperm donor because a man should contribute. I find men like that an embarrassment.
And me, yep.
An embarrassment to my gender. They embarrass me. They really do. But this isn't the case. In the case of Gary is actually a good father. And he had a right to know that his daughters were being put on a plane. You had a right to know.
But why? I know, but what's the deal going on a plane or going on a train?
Because can you imagine? That's a good question. If she decided to take the kids down to Fota Island down in Cork, yeah? And they to go on the train to go down to Fota Island in Cork, should she be seeking permission?
Well, lads, you know there's a difference between...
I actually don't know that there's a difference.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
It's a means of transport. She's literally going on an hour of flight to the UK for a bit of crack with the kids. She's not bringing them to Africa, like, to a safari where there could be danger. Like, as in, what's the difference of getting a three-hour train or an hour flight?
Supposing he went down to the school today, if that was me in the situation and I went down to meet the kids after school, I'd look like a right fucking idiot if I was standing outside the school and the teacher said, oh, by the way, your daughters aren't even in school today. They're away in Legoland. Like, I know this pains you, Derek.
Oh, you're supporting your ego. So your ego might get hurt that you look like an idiot.
No.
So that's why she should tell you.
Derek, I know this will pain you. I know this will pain you to hear this, but it takes two to make babies. Nowadays.
I didn't realize.
It does. And there are a lot of men who are wasters. but there were a lot of men who want to take an active part in the raising of their children. And Gary, I believe, I don't know the man from Adam, I only spoke to him for about 20 minutes, but I believe that he is one of those men. And all it would have taken is for when she...
We're all in agreement here that it was rude of her not to tell Daddy that she was taking the kids to England, yeah? That was rude of him. Of her. But it's not illegal. What she did is not illegal.
Okay, let's forget about the word legal. Stop getting caught up on... you either...
She was rude. So, okay, yeah, there you go.
So you agree with me then, Dara? Is that you've come around to my way of thinking now? It was wrong.
No, I'm not. I didn't say a word. That was all Adrian.
Yeah. I said it's rude.
What do you want me to say to him? Listen, I just think she's well within her rights. If she wants to take them away, I don't think it's a big deal.
Within her rights.
She's gone about it better. Yeah, okay, but she could have gone about it better. We all could have gone around things better, but it's not a massive deal.
Okay, Darren.
You're making it out to be like...
No news from talking to you on and off for so long. I know, I'd bet my house on it that if there was a woman on the air right now, a mother on the air right now, saying that her ex was after taking the children out of the country and she was crying on the air now, the crocodile tears were turned on and she was saying, my two little babies, they're out of the country. How could that pig do it? You would be ringing up calling for that man to have his dick chopped off.
Well, because of what he probably did then was actually illegal, because it's unlikely that dad would have half custody or full custody.
Okay. So it's illegal if it's a man that does it. It's not illegal if it's a woman that does it.
No, I'm saying it depends on the situation. For example, I have full custody, so I actually don't have any legal obligation to notify my partner or ex-partner where I bring her. But generally, the man doesn't have that, and that's just a generalisation. Obviously, if the man in that situation did have that legal right, then I'd have no issue with it. If he didn't and he just took the kids illegally and he's not full custodian, then yeah, I'd have a huge issue with it. But the same goes for both. But in my case, I have full legal custody to do what I want legally and I don't have to ask permission, so why should I?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sorry, just what Dara was saying, who's just on the other line there, and she was saying that this is a slightly different situation. The father of Dara's child is not an active father, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is fair enough. Dara, you pay your way for the child. Fair play to you. You do more than you have to do. And that man should be paying his way. That is different. In the case of Gary, again, at the risk of repeating myself, Gary's two children were taken out of the country without his prior knowledge. How anybody can come on this show today and say, that's whoop-de-doo, Gary should just... Like someone comment there, Gary should just get over and stop being a wimp. Stop that man-bashing. I'm sick of it.
But again, Jeremy, we're talking the distance from here to Legoland.
I don't care.
Is the
about
same
this.
As shut up. Is the same as the difference distance from here to Kerry.
Okay, first of all, don't tell me to shut up.
It's the same bloody distance.
Are we really arguing about how?
But
far
you are.
How far
you are? Yeah, you said taking them out of the country is disgraceful and all that shite. It's literally as far away as Kerry is from Dublin.
Dara, how would you feel if your child's father, your ex, took your daughter out of the country tomorrow without telling you?
Well, that would be abduction because he literally has no custody rights whatsoever. Okay. I'm completely the full custodian on the birth certificate.
Okay. In the eyes
and
of the
he wouldn't even get across the passport. He has no, his surname's not the same as hers, nothing.
Okay, in the eyes of the law, it would be abduction. I would grant you that. But morally, would you think, it's okay, it's just a daddy and daughter having a couple of days in Legoland. Why not? It's only across the water.
Well, again, it's different because he only sees her once every few months. Like Gary's situation.
No, but again, would you not see it as, Jesus, my ex is actually bringing my daughter away to Legoland. I am happy. I am happy.
No, you're missing the point that Tara's making.
I don't think he's
not an active
again,
participant.
Again, if he, I would let him do that even though he has no legal right to even travel. I'd give him the consent forms to travel if he wanted to do that. But the point is that he doesn't see her enough. She probably wouldn't even want to get on the plane with him. You know, it would be very strange if he did that without asking. It's not something he could actually do without actually getting my permission. Whereas generally, I don't know about Gary, but does he have custody rights through the courts?
No, he doesn't.
So then I'm really sorry. Yeah, unfortunately, he can't get that upset. Like, said something.
Of course,
but
he
I mean,
upset.
He if he wants those rights, go to court and get those rights.
He
and then you can be upset.
Jeremy, this is the point I made earlier on. that he unfortunately, because they haven't gone to court, because they've had no court judgment, he doesn't really have a leg to stand on. And we're all in agreement that it was a little bit rude of her not to tell him. That's it.
Rude. All right, Gary, put up and shut up. You're a man, you're a single father.
No, stop twisting this.
Get over it, Gary.
If it's such, listen, again, would you agree if my daughter's father just came and took her when he has had no legal rights and no financial help in her life? You would say that's outrageous too. But I think if you want to be involved in your kid's life and you want to have these says and you want to have say over their education, their school, where they travel, then you go to court and you apply for that right, and then it's equally your decision. But if you haven't done that, then I'm sorry, boo hoo.
Okay, we're going to go to another call in a second, Gary, but let me just put this to you, Dara. I'm married, obviously, to my wife, and we have two kids together, yeah?
You have three, actually.
Oh, sorry, we have three. Yeah, Jesus, what?
The typical man doesn't even know how many kids he has.
Oh, my God, yeah. she has no... She could take them to Wexford for 3 days. She was off work this week, and I'm in work. She would ring me and say, I'm taking our
kids. Obviously, you live in the same bloody house together.
No, but you're married.
One would hope.
I know that legally she would be entitled to say that, but she would do it as well out of courtesy. She rings me to say, listen, the kids...
Because you're married. You have a relationship.
Oh, well, what's marriage? Like, okay, so...
you have legal
what
rights.
What is marriage? That's another
day's conversation. Stay there for a second, Dara. I want to go to line two. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lisa.
Hiya, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. Well, what did you want to say on this? This guy, Gary, is very upset that he found out this morning his kids are over in Legoland.
Yeah, and he's right to be upset.
Oh, he's right to be upset.
Of course he is. A parent should never take their child out of the jurisdiction without consent from the other party. It's as simple as that. I don't know his history. I don't know if he went to court and tried to get right.
No, they haven't gone to court. They have an arrangement where he has them every second weekend. He has them every Wednesday. That's an arrangement they made between themselves, but they didn't go to court.
He probably felt it was pointless to go to court. Like most men in Ireland, they're laughed out of it. They're given no rights and are very few. And the little rights that they are given are 9 times out of 10 disrespected by bitter women. It's as simple as that. I was looking at the comments there. People saying she's a great mother. You could bring any kid to Legoland. It doesn't make you a great mother, first of all. Do you know what I mean?
Is there any need for him to be stirring it over her taking them to Legoland for 2 days?
Why is he stirring it, Adrian? Why is he not allowed? Is it because he's a man?
They're going to come to harm. They're with their mother, who is their primary caregiver.
Nobody knows whether they'll come to harm or not. Hopefully they won't, but it doesn't matter. He's being dismissed simply because he's a man. Because I can tell you, if that was a woman on there bitching about an ex-husband or, some guy who's the father of the kids, if that was a woman on there, she would be supported 100%. And she'd be told to get into the court, take him to court, go to the judge, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of bitter women in Ireland. I see it. I've worked in mediation for years and years, and it's so destroying to see how little rights men have in this country, and the very few rights that they're given are pissed on. They're just pissed on, you know. Why is he whiny, and why is he not allowed to be upset? Is that because he's a man?
No, nobody said that. The fact of the matter is that it was rude of her not to tell Daddy that she was taking them to Legoland.
I agree with Lisa. The whole tone of this topic so far from people, whether they said or not, has been Gary needs to get over it. He needs to get over it. That's just the way it is nowadays. That's just the way it is.
Some balls, Gary. Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous. It's so unfair. And I just hate the way men are beaten up, especially men who really, really try. Look, we all know there's deadbeat dads. There's deadbeat mothers too. We all know that, right? But we're going to go on the assumption, because that's all the information I have anyway, is that he contributes to taking care of his kids, to raising them and expenses, and he spends time with them. Therefore, he has a right to know that his kids are not in the country. He has every right to know. But, and it's not about...
Again, Lisa, the question is, if she decided today that she was going to take them down to Fota Island in Cork, should she have had to get permission to do that?
It, it's not even about permission. This is not about permission, Adrian. This is about mutual respect. It's about teaching your children respect as well. That, again, a lot of women, you know, use children as pawns in games. They turn a child against the father for absolutely no reason. They're bitter when men try to move. You see it every day of the week. I see it. You know, a man will maybe move on, meet a new partner. All of a sudden, he's dragged back to court for more maintenance, more payments, this, that, and the other. So he can't go out on a date. He can't have a life. And he gives up. Do people not realise the amount of suicide caused because of parental alienation and because men are treated as wimps?
Okay, but you'll probably agree then with this message that we just got in from Geraldine. And Geraldine says, "So, Gary, take the kids away yourself next week and say nothing to the mother. And we'll be back here the week after with a different perspective. You'll possibly even be in jail."
No, I wouldn't encourage him to take the kids away because two wrongs don't make a right. Do you know what I mean?
But no, but she was being that message is being sarcastic.
Sarcastic, yeah, I hear it, yeah. And he would, and that person that messaged in is absolutely right. He would be hauled in before a judge because women are sympathised with in the courts in Ireland. You know, they can go in and they can get protected. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Protection orders issued simply on an allegation with no foundation whatsoever. How many men have you seen in court? How many men do you know who are being violently beaten by women and they won't go to court for a protection order because assholes like the people in your comment section are calling them wimps and telling, you know, or they're whining and they're giving out for nothing. So they, even when it comes to domestic violence with men, they can't open their mouth. They're not allowed, you know, if he'd no interest in where his kids were, if he wasn't paying any money and he didn't give a shit where she brought the kids, then, you know, that bastard, you know, that's the mentality you get. He shows emotion because he cares where his children are. And he's still a bastard. He can't win. Men cannot win in the vast majority of cases in Ireland. And I understand why it leads to depression and loneliness and mental health issues and the whole lot. And it all stems, a huge catalyst of it is the court, the system in Ireland for parental alienation.
Okay, so your point is that he has every right to be upset and annoyed. But the advice I think that we're getting from most people is he needs to go to court. He may not want to go to court, but he needs to get a formalised arrangement for access to his children, basically.
Well, he doesn't even have to go to court to get that. I mean, you can go for mediation and you can get an agreement drawn up between both parties and it's, you know, it's legally bound. But you don't need to go in before the judge.
All he needs to do is really talk to his ex and say, listen, but he's already told her. She hung up the phone, by the way, in England this morning. She hung up the phone. So there again, there we have mother's privilege that she thinks she can just hang up the phone. If he hung up the phone on her, there'd be a different story. What he needs to say to her is, you do that again, I'll do the same thing. That's basically it. We're both parents here. We both contribute to our kids.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Lisa. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What do you want to say on this?
This case is just yet another example of how, in a lot of instances, men are second-class citizens, especially when it comes to kids. Access to children if the parents are separated. I mean, the family courts are rife with us on a daily basis in Derry and Temple Bar. It's crazy. Like, the mother is always the primary caregiver and the father is an afterthought. And now, thankfully, it's not as bad as in other countries, but the way the Western society is developing, Ireland isn't going to be like this for much longer. It's going to get worse. And especially when the marriage referendum was passed so easily, marriages are dissolved on a daily basis in this country now. And parents aren't taking into account that when you get married, when you have kids, you have a commitment to your kids. And it's not about you anymore. It is about your children. And I think a lot of parents just they lose sight of that.
And Anthony, the thing is, I don't believe that she did it maliciously, okay? And again,
Jeez, earlier on you were saying call the guards.
No. Oh,
God. But you did say that. Just rewind the podcast, you can listen to it again.
And then I rolled back and I said, if it happens again. No, my point I'm about to make, you've ruined my train of thought now. No, what I was about to say, I don't believe that she did it maliciously, okay? I do not believe that she said, I'm going to really piss him, I'm going to piss Gary off.
So why are you making such a big deal of it then?
However, I think she needs to to cop on. Now, by the way, the next call, Lisa's going to be interested in the next call, because the next call is Jess, and Jess is pretty much saying that he needs to put up and shut up, which is what was annoying Lisa, that attitude.
Okay, Jess, I'll be with you now in 1 second.
So if they haven't gone to court, then that means that he has the exact same rights as she does. So he can take those kids wherever he wants, and she doesn't have to, and he doesn't have to tell her. And we can have a podcast about it in a few weeks' time, and the tides will turn.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Good, thanks, Jess. What do you want to say?
I just think he's, like, the fact that he's there saying, like, oh, I hung up on the bitch, shows just how much respect or lack of he has for the mother of his kids. Like, stop. Well,
he actually said she hung up. She hung up this morning.
He still called her a bitch. Shows who's acting like a child and throwing his toys out of the pram.
Is he not right to be annoyed to discover this morning that his kids were over in Birmingham?
Unless he had plans with the kids, or the arrangement was that he was to have the kids on those days, no, he doesn't have a right to complain.
Well, no, there you go, Lisa. He has no right to complain.
Do you know what? I'm not even blinking in surprise here.
And I'm not oblivious to this kind of stuff, because I was the kid who had separated parents. So don't think I don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like. Do you have children?
No, but I was the child of separated parents.
I don't give a shit what you work with. It's absolutely irrelevant.
No, she says Lisa, she says she was that child. She was a child of separated parents.
Okay, and
so how is that irrelevant when I literally was that child that these two kids are in the situation as? So don't say it's irrelevant.
So you were a child. You were a child where your father was disrespected. Are you? That his opinion didn't count, or what his care of you didn't matter. Is that
my
what you're saying?
My dad didn't treat my mum with the respect he should have.
Right.
And I'll say that.
And it's obviously followed through in that you are disrespecting that man, Gary. Do you know? So you should actually know better. You should have more sympathy.
Like, why is it ridiculous? Grown ups.
And she's the one that went and hung up on him. She's the one that took the kids out of the country without his permission.
Unless he had plans with the kids, or he was scheduled to see the kids, I don't see what the issue is.
Because you don't have children, first of all, respectfully.
Oh, here we go.
No, your opinion is valid. Your opinion is valid.
You just said it was
irrelevant. You don't understand what it's like when you have children and you're not living with them.
I clearly do when I was in that circumstances years ago.
No, I said, did you give birth? Did you give birth to a child? Do you have a child? Who's your responsibility?
Are you not comprehending?
Well, then you're not listening. You're not listening. You need to listen, okay? You don't know what it's like to have a child. Well, then if you shut the fuck up, you might hear what I'm saying. If you have a child, you would know what it's like when that child is taken out of your sight and out of the country without your permission. That is wrong on every level. It lacks respect. Poor hanging up on them is completely disrespectful.
Oh, but he gets men generally are disrespected here in the country. She was taken away for 2 days.
Maybe she is a bitch. Maybe she is a bitch. You don't know what she's been like.
Was he scheduled with the kids? Did he have plans with the kids? No. So he shouldn't be.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe she is a bitch.
But then why
you
didn't
don't
he
know
say,
that?
I was meant to have the kids on these 2 days, but she's taking them to Legoland. He would have said if he was scheduled with them.
It doesn't matter whether he was due to have the kids or not.
It's not
it's
irrelevant.
It's absolutely irrelevant. It's pure decency to let the other parents know that your kids are leaving
if
the country.
If he was scheduled with them, yes.
No, not if it's scheduled with them.
Oh,
not
my God.
They're
going around in circles
his kids.
Here.
Yeah, he has every right. They're his children.
No, he doesn't.
And his
right
shouldn't be
thrown his toys out of the
because
camp.
He has a penis.
He's complaining and he's whinging and he needs to shut up.
His rights are being pissed on because he has a penis. That's the end of story. That's the way it works here.
He doesn't matter because
he's a man. Until he's
was
a fucking hand over
them?
Money. And when he stops
was
paying
he
maintenance.
Was on these 2 days?
Which doesn't make a difference. It's absolutely irrelevant.
Oh,
his kids.
Fucking God.
It's completely irrelevant.
Am I
completely
the only
irrelevant.
One who is speaking in fucking sense here?
No.
Was he meant to have
you're,
meant
you're
to have
speaking
one
nonsense.
Those 2 days?
Let me ask you, Jess. Is it not a bit, at least if nothing else, rude for his ex not to at least tell him, look, we're heading off to...
No, because like I said, unless he had plans with those kids on those 2 days, or if he was scheduled to see them on those 2 days, none of his business. It's not like they're going forever. There'll be 2 days to be back before the next time you can see them.
Which is he's a fact, which is the truth, yeah.
He's acting as if she's packing their bags and saying, right, we're emigrating, and don't tell daddy. They're going to Legoland for 2 days and to be back.
All right, and...
So what if he went off with the kid? Do you think if he, on
murder.
His weekend,
there would be
brought
murder.
The kids to Legoland... Do you know what? They're probably Facebook posts telling
like
you the
said,
kids have been abducted and all this bullshit.
If the kids have mother... No, if the kids have plans or the parents, what is the problem?
The fact of the matter is, if on Saturday she rang to talk to the kids because they're meant to be with daddy and he says, yeah, we're over in Legoland here, there would be absolute murder and you know quite well there would.
If she specifically chose days when he was meant to have the kids, then yeah, there would be murder. But as far as we know, they're not meant to be scheduled with them.
There we go, double standards.
Okay,
there we go, double standards.
How is it a double standard, Jeremy?
Double standards.
How is it a double standard? I just said if they're not scheduled to be with the dad, why is it a problem?
Because you basically said Gary needs to put up and shut up and stop whinging.
If he's not meant to have them, what's the problem?
The problem is if this was the, if the shoe were on the other foot and this was Gary's ex on crying about her ex taking them out, you would be going, yeah, hang him. Arrest them as soon as he gets back into the airport.
Like I said, if they don't have plans with the other parents, what is the problem?
Did you really hate men, don't you, Jess?
Jeremy, just let me ask this question, will you?
No, hang on.
Answer the question for Lisa. Answer the question for Lisa. Answer the question for Lisa.
Jessica, we just say next week it was his turn to have the kids, right? And we'll just say she rang him on Friday and he said, actually, I'm over in Legoland. I'm out of the country with him. Do you think she should be okay with that she wasn't told? Or should
if
she be
knew,
told?
If he went with the kids to Legoland, knowing that he was meant to be giving back the kids on a certain day, then yeah, he would be in
the
wrong.
No, I didn't say that. Don't be putting words
that
in that
said.
Don't exist. I'm asking you, if it was his weekend to have the kids and he, for that weekend... He took the kids to Legoland without her permission. Is that okay?
Because it's his scheduled time to have them, yeah? What's the problem?
You know, and I know, that is absolute bollocks.
And
there is more of a rocking horse having a shit on your bedroom floor than a woman being all right with that.
I have to say, Lisa is right. I would be fairly certain that if she was to ring him on Saturday and she says, where are the kids? Oh, we're off here in Birmingham. We're going to Legoland.
Adrian, I'm telling you, if he was to bring them on his scheduled days, I literally wouldn't care because it's the days he's meant to have them.
Yep, I don't think it would.
I don't think it would work quite like that. Yeah, lies.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed.
Lies, Jeremy. Don't be putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in
my
mouth. I just know. I know the way these things play out. Lisa knows the way these things play out. She's a woman. She's been in this situation.
Oh, are you going to say the same thing that she is? That the fact that I was that child years ago is irrelevant. This, that, and the other. Are you actually going to say that to me as well?
No, you're putting words in my mouth now, Jess.
No, I'm just asking.
But you're normalising it, Jess. That's all. No, you're normalising it because
you went through it.
It's not normal. You're normalising disrespect between two parents because you lived
and you think it's okay. Where's the respect with him calling her a bitch? How is that respectful? Just be a grown-up
like
and
I
say,
said,
right, he's taking,
you don't,
she's taking them to
you
Legoland.
Don't know.
I hope they're having a fun time. Why can
you
not
know
just
her.
Be a
Maybe
fucking
she's
grown-up
a bitch.
And say, at least he... Well, why can't you say, well, look, at least they're having a good time. They're in Legoland. I hope that's the time of their lives.
Now, that bit is the only bit I kind of agree with. It's only 2 days. They're having the time of their life, and he should be happy for his kids. But obviously he's not. Well, he's annoyed. Anyway, Lisa, Jess, thanks very much indeed for your calls. We really appreciate it.
Actually, I wonder how many... It's a topic for another day. I wonder how many people, as in separated parents, would be happy with their kids going away with their ex and the ex's new partner.
Oh, that is a conversation for another day.
So say, for instance, me and my wife broke up. Yeah?
Yeah.
And after saying how many kids we have, and getting that wrong today, it's a possibility we'd be broke. How did I think I only had two kids? But supposing I broke up with my missus. Yeah.
Yep.
And next year I meet another woman.
Yep.
Leslie is her name. Yeah.
You'd go out with Leslie, would you?
I don't even know a woman called Leslie. Right. I don't know why I thought of that name.
So and Leslie.
Me and Leslie are in a relationship together and we're getting on well. And I ring Sue, my
you're
ex-wife.
Esteemed, yep.
No, former esteemed.
Oh, yes.
And I say, Sue, just to let you know, I'm in some way travel at the moment.
Yep.
And myself and Leslie are looking at this lovely week in Zakynthos.
Zakynthos, yeah. Yeah.
Probably should get the name right before I go there. And I'm bringing our three kids. I'm bringing them to Zakynthos, myself and Leslie.
Yeah.
How would it go, would you say?
I'd say like a lead balloon.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say like a lead balloon.
I mean, but my wife is very easy going. So,
but if, okay, you've been if you've been with Leslie a couple of years, then she might be a bit more chilled. But I still don't think she
But could
be.
She still stop it happening?
I don't know if she could stop it happening.
Yeah.
Joint guardianship and
oh
all
God,
that.
Oh, God, there's a woman called Leslie just after messaging.
Oh, really?
Oh, who knew? Oh. I had no idea there was people called Leslie still in this world. That's why I picked the name, so that I wouldn't implicate anybody. Can I just say I'm not going leaving my wife for a woman called Leslie, okay?
Oh, sorry about that.
And I'm not going to Zakynthos. It's a kip of a place.
Oh, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to today's Opinions Matter. We'll catch you tomorrow.